And I can tell you that by the time I finished my training, I felt I was a great nurse. Mm. And it was the teaching that I got. I was confident as a nurse. If I attempted anything, I knew what I was doing. And it was because of what I'd learned. But I said, I had that inquisitiveness about me. I always wanted to know. And that was wonderful. The training was brilliant.
And that's, I guess, partly the balance between the academic and the practical, is it?
I am going to say that. Mm. And then, of course, when I became a trained nurse and they changed the nursing into the way it is now, there was a huge upheaval. And from the beginning, there were teething problems. But I have to say to you that now that I have been around for this 55 years, the nurses that have come third years that have come from tech training here, 90% of them I would take on staff after 6 weeks of practice in here. They're so good. So we were good and they are good. And I think there's a mix between the two. And I'm really happy to see that there's some innovation happening through Waitemata and Massey looking at, again, doing a mix of those two things, which I think is going to help those people, not just Māori, but those who come from poorer families or are going back nursing, will help if they can earn a little money while they're doing their training. I think a mix of the two would be perfect.
Yeah.
I really do.
How important is that? Was that being able to earn and have your board?
Hugely important. Yeah. Hugely important. And if we can get something back again, that during those student years, I'm sure a lot more Māori would come training. Because some of them got through with young children. How they got through is beyond my comprehension. But that's only a few. There's a lot more who could get through if they could afford to live.
Yeah.